the best Korean dramas to stream, long before Parasite created a worldwide sensation and swept up nearly every important award in film, including the top prizes at the Oscars last year. Korean culture had been steadily gaining global popularity. With this Korean wave, also known as Hallyu, you may have heard of the boy band BTS. Or perhaps you've developed a taste for hot Korean cuisine thanks to Michelin-starred restaurants like Coat and Auto Mix. Or maybe you have a shelf lined with Korean beauty products for your nightly 10-step skincare routine. Korean television dramas, though they may not have as much critical clout as the country's cinematic output, are an indispensable part of the cultural fabric, and several of the best ones are on Netflix. Below are the most entertaining K-dramas to watch on the streaming service, from a charming romantic comedy-slash-thriller to a stunning period piece. Mine. The latest drama everyone can't stop talking about just wrapped its 16-episode run. Much in the vein of recent Korean shows offering a blistering portrayal of the lives of the country's stratospherically wealthy, see, The Penthouse and Sky Castle, both of which are unfortunately not on Netflix, yet, Mine centers around a powerful Chaebol family, and specifically on its two daughters-in-law who are trying to carve out their identities and reclaim what's theirs in a patriarchal society. Part Succession, part Downton Abbey, and part Big Little Lies, a murder, revealed in episode 1, propels the narrative. Watch for a binge-worthy, twisty plot and stellar lead actresses Lee Bo-young and Kim Seo-hyung, especially, who is very reminiscent of Tilda Swinton and I am love with her impeccable style and poise. Vincenzo. Resident heartthrob Song Joong-ki stars as the title character Vincenzo, who was adopted by the head of an Italian crime family when he was young and grew up to become a consigliere to the mafia. Infighting and betrayal forces Vincenzo to flee to Korea, where he finds a new enemy to take down, a ruthless conglomerate. The Uncanny Counter. In this popular paranormal hit, a disabled teenager is recruited into a supernatural group known the Counters, who go after the evil spirits that have escaped the afterlife to possess human hosts and corrupt them into committing terrible acts. As part of this crew of demon hunters, the front for their secret business is a noodle shop. He develops superhuman and psychic abilities, and leads a double life, high school student by day, vanquishing evil by night. Stranger. Now 2 seasons long, with fans hopeful for a third, this beloved crime thriller was featured on the New York Times list of the best TV shows of 2017. Louis Vuitton muse Bae Doona plays a charming detective who teams up with an empathetically challenged prosecutor. A brain surgery gone wrong during childhood left him with very low EQ, to solve a murder. Along the way, they discover much deeper, more insidious forces at play, in the name of political conspiracies orchestrated by Korean TV's favorite villain, those all-too-powerful, ne'er-do-well conglomerates. Startup. As its title suggests, Startup is about a group of millennial individuals working in Korea's version of Silicon Valley. While their professional struggles might be reminiscent of the HBO hit Silicon Valley, this being a Korean drama after all, the show is more rom-com, expect the usual, like love triangles, meet cuties, etc., than industry satire. Mr. Sunshine. This historical drama is set during the late Joseon period, Korea's last dynasty before Japan annexed the country in the early 1900s. Lee Byung-hun plays U.S. Marine Eugene Choi, who returns to his motherland and falls in love with Go Ae-shin, played by the handmaiden actress Kim Tae-ri, a noblewoman who secretly moonlights for the Righteous Army, a militia fighting for Korean independence. Mr. Sunshine has all the requisite ingredients for a great K-drama: love triangles, history, and action. Above all, it's a cinematographically beautiful ode to Korea, before it was changed forever.